Krista Harden, Deputy Secretary, USDA.
And I understand there's an announcement today for diversified crop growers in the U.S., an announcement from USDA. What is it all about, Krista?
Well, it's another tool that we are very excited to, it's a pilot program that was included in the Farm Bill. We're excited that it's expanded to every county in the nation, and one of the few programs that for the safety nets is actually available for everyone and everywhere. And it really is aimed at our farmers and ranchers with diversified crops, multiple crops, and beginning farmers, organic fruit vegetable growers will have access to the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Program.
Now, is this an expansion of something that existed before, or is this brand new?
It was in the 2014 Farm Bill. We did have a pilot program last year. We had about 1,100, a little over than that, policies sold. But this is an expansion, and there are some improvements. We actually got the program out there last year. We listened to producers who said, hey, some tweaks would help make it work a little better. We might be more interested if it had a few different characteristics. So we listened to producers, and we've made those. They're minor changes, but significant changes that we think will help for the 2016 insurance year.
Can you give us an example of some of those changes, improvements?
Yeah, one that's especially interesting to me is I work a lot with our beginning farmers and ranchers and trying to talk to folks to get involved in agriculture and helping them look at the tools as they are developing their business plan, thinking that the Whole Farm insurance coverage might actually be a good tool for them. We are now requiring only 3 years of historical records instead of five, and that's a big difference for some new farmers, and there's also some assistance with the fees. So this is a very important tool for them. We think that will make a difference. It also removes a previous cap that limited participants to those who receive 35% or less of their income from livestock production. So producers who will now be able to insure up to $1 million worth of animal and animal products. So for a small producer, diversified, small herd producer, this will make a difference for them, and that will help beginning farmers as well. And we've also increased the cap on historical revenue for expanding operations to 35% from previous 10% to really to allow growing farms that opportunity to cover their growth in the insurance guarantee. So it's helping folks get involved. It's helping folks with diversified operations, what they have some livestock, but also maybe helping the small producer maybe as they're growing to become a mid-sized producer. So we think these changes are positive for what's happening out in the real world today and helping farmers and ranchers. And again, it's available for everyone. As I talk to young folks, or anyone actually, returning veterans, anyone wanting to get involved in agriculture, they're thinking about diversity. They're thinking about how to add value to an operation. Young people who are going back home to an established farm or ranch often realize they've got to add another element to that operation so it can support them and their family. So they're being very creative, and they're often it's value added. Sometimes it's livestock. Sometimes it's a whole new crop. So as you see these trends starting to happen, it's great to have this tool that can really maybe help them with their provide a good safety net as well.
Would this apply to grape growing, say vineyards, for example?
I believe it does cover for vineyards. I'll double check that, but I believe that it does, yeah.
Well, this certainly has been a challenging growing season, not just for crop farmers, but for those of fruits and vegetables as well. So I guess this could have, it wasn't quite in place for everybody for this season, but will be for the next one?
Yes, it was in a number of counties last year, but it's going to be everywhere. You know, it has been a tough growing season for some folks. Some places it's too dry, others it's too wet. We have a big country, big growing area. So having this type of tool, no matter where you are in the U.S., I think will be of benefit.
How do growers get more information, and how do they sign up?
Well, they can certainly go to our website, the USDA website. I also encourage them to talk to their crop insurance agent. They will have the information as well.